From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this update. A spokesman for Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says meetings planned in Petersburg will need to be rescheduled due to bad weather. Dunleavy's office on Friday announced plans for town halls in Petersburg on Monday and Wrangell on Tuesday as part of what's being billed as the start of a town hall series. Dunleavy said he planned to meet with city, school, and tribal leaders and others in the communities. Dunleavy spokesman Jeff Turner said on Monday that poor weather conditions were the reason the Petersburg trip would need to be rescheduled. And in other news, the state is seeking to fill gaps in Southeast Alaska's ferry service using a private charter company. It's given potential operators less than 24 hours to answer its Monday call for interest. The public notice seeks ships capable of ferrying 125 passengers between Juneau's Auk Bay Terminal and Hoona, Angoon, and Cake. The communities aren't scheduled to receive a state ferry until March. Regional Transportation spokesman Sam Dapsevich says the state agency is exploring alternatives to the Alaska Marine Highway System ferries.
AMHS wants to see if there's competition in the marketplace for this type of service this time of year and how much it would cost.
Hoona Mayor Gary Byers says his small city is having a tough time without regular ferries. There's no barge service, and getting vehicles and goods back and forth is putting the squeeze on the island town 40 miles southwest of Juneau.
I think it's a good step by the state to, you know, try to help support the communities. Even if it's just passengers being able to leave.
Byers says bad weather constantly cancels float planes, making it tough for people to reach Alaska Airlines jets flying out of Juneau. But none of the officials in the three city offices contacted by Coast Alaska say they had any idea that private ferries might be in the works. Byers says DOT has not coordinated with the villages.
It is nice that they're thinking of us. It's just I wish we'd had a little more planning and a little more, gave the businesses more time to work on this.
Last month, the state chartered a pair of privately owned vessels from Sitka-based Allen Marine. That was to ferry passengers stranded after the state ferry Matanuska broke down in Juneau on its way to Haines and Skagway. The city of Angoon also chartered Allen Marine boats late last year. That cost the small city around $8,000. The deadline for potential charter operators to respond to the state's request for interest is the close of business tomorrow. Long service gaps by budget cuts have cut off a number of communities around Alaska, including in Prince William Sound, the southeast island hamlets of Pelican and Tinicky Springs. No other communities have been included in the request for information. The public notice asked for proposals to begin service this week. But Dapsevich says that was a mistake and no timeline has been set. And U.S. health officials have issued a quarantine order for 195 American evacuees from China amid the worsening coronavirus outbreak. The citizens flew from the city of Wuhan earlier last week, stopping briefly at a terminal in the Ted Stevens International Airport to refuel and undergo health screenings. Now, evacuees will spend 2 weeks in quarantine on a military base in California. It's the first time in more than 50 years that the government has taken such a step. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Officials believe it can take up to 14 days for someone who's infected to develop symptoms. So far, tests for the virus in the evacuees have all been negative. In the meantime, the State Department is preparing additional flights for Americans who want to leave China. However, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services says it has not received any indication that Ted Stevens will host more repatriation flights from Wuhan, China. The U.S. government has advised against all travel to China. As of Friday, the virus has infected almost 10,000 people globally in just 2 months, prompting the World Health Organization to declare the outbreak a global emergency. Hours after the State Department issued its Level 4 Do Not Travel advisory, Delta Airlines and American Airlines both announced they'll suspend all flights between the U.S. and China, joining several international carriers that have stopped flying to the country. Alaska Airlines, the state's largest commercial carrier, does not operate flights to Asia. According to Ted Stevens International Airport, all cargo and passenger flights from Wuhan are suspended through the facility, as well as the international airport in Fairbanks. In Anchorage, school officials are issuing guidance to families concerned about the virus. There are no suspected cases of coronavirus in Alaska. And in a release, Anchorage School District Superintendent Dina Bishop said educators are in close contact with state health officials. There's no reason for students to stay home from school because of outbreak fears, Bishop says, unless they're demonstrating acute health symptoms, recently traveled to mainland China, or came into contact with a person suspected of having the virus. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And in other news, high school basketball is a favorite sport in Southeast Alaska. Every year, small communities come out to support their local teams. KSTK's Laura Hegelson reports on how a scheduling change is revamping the game day vibes.
Fred Engerman has been a referee for almost 30 years in Wrangell. He looks forward to game days, but says officiating up to four matches in one day can take it out of him.
20 years ago, I could do that, but certainly not now. Your knees only have so much mileage on them.
For Engerman and five other Wrangell refs, this year's season is offering a bit more physical and mental relief. Last year, home games were a full production for the town. Hosting JV and varsity games for both girls and boys is a logistical puzzle. Games would kick off as early as 3 o'clock and wrap up late that night. Refs weren't the only one having trouble with that schedule. Some parents and school staff also found this to be draining. This year, Wrangell's district hoped to switch it up. The athletic department brought the idea up at a recent meeting with Region 5 activities directors. The other schools agreed to try it out. Here's Wrangell High School principal David Macri.
The children are still playing the same games. The student athletes are still playing the number of games.
Last year, boys and girls would have hopped on a plane to Metlakatla together. Now the Lady Wolves would make the trip on their own. The boys would stay in town and take on the Metlakatla Chiefs on the home court. This schedule applies to most other matches, with the exception of Haynes and Petersburg. This results in only one JV and one varsity game at home most weekends.
I don't believe that it's beneficial or not beneficial one way or the other.
But it's not the same to some in Wrangell. Austin Reed's on the team.
When us guys are playing, there's really no one to support us while we're playing our away games.
Without the girls' team traveling with them, the boys often have no one to cheer them on. When they're playing in other communities, Reed says he's missing out on that home spirit. But Reed and the rest of the players will have more energy in the stands when both teams play Petersburg for homecoming. Those games will be on February 21st and 22nd. In Wrangell, I'm Laura Helgeson.
And a Utah man has agreed to plead guilty to second-degree murder and the death of his wife during a 2017 cruise to Alaska. The plea agreement signed by Kenneth Manzanares states he and his wife, Christy Manzanares, had been arguing about his behavior when she told him she wanted a divorce. The document states that Manzanares acknowledged hitting his wife, seeing blood, striking her again, and having no memory after that. Manzanares previously pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. A change of plea hearing is scheduled for Friday. And taking a look at the weather for the rest of today, there is a winter storm warning in effect until 3 a.m. tomorrow. Right now, it's 30 degrees in the capital city and expected overnight snow, accumulation 5 to 12 inches, and lows around 29. If you'd like more news and information, you can visit our website, ktoo.org.